White, Mary, March 1889. Mary, Willie is in meeting early and late, devising, planning for doing better and more efficient work in the cause of God. We see him only at the table. Marion will go to him for some little matters that it seems she could settle for herself. She is nervous and hurried, and he so worn he has to just shut his teeth together and hold his nerves as best he can. I have had a talk with her and told her she must settle many things herself that she has been bringing Willie. Her mind is on every point and the connections, and his mind has been plowing through a variety of difficult subjects until his brain reels. And then his mind is in no way prepared to take up these little minutiae. She must just carry some of these things that belong to her part of the work, and not bring them before him, nor worry his mind with them. Sometimes I think she will kill us both, all unnecessarily, with her little things she can just as well settle herself as to bring them before us. Every little change of a word she wants us to see. I am about tired of this business. Well, thy husband Willie is doing a very excellent work in arranging and calculating the general work for the cause. And if the work does not move more smoothly and with better success, it will not be because Willie has not done his best. Oh, that God may keep him and give him wisdom and grace and divine enlightenment. But I tell you, Mary, good, solid work is being done that ought to have been done years ago. Everything has been left in a loose, haphazard condition, and there needs to be a thorough remodeling of plans and ways of working in every conference, in every church. I will trust in the Lord that he will give Willie a large measure of his grace. We have had committee meetings. Many ministers from different states are here, and meetings have been held every day through the entire day for 1 week. And before this, meetings were held every week, devising and planning. We shall leave for Chicago next week, Thursday, March 28th, and shall have a very important meeting there, lasting 2 weeks. Willie leaves for April meeting in season to stop over at Denver, where he expects to meet Addie Walling to go with him to California. I hope that she will succeed in getting clear from her father. The working of business connected with the cause of God is in a very much better condition than when we first came to Battle Creek. We pray the Lord to continue the good work begun in Battle Creek. There was need of much being done, and there is need of much more being done here in this church. I have worked too hard. I have felt the burden and labored to bring about a better state of things. Edson and Emma live with us in the same house, and we are quite conveniently situated. But we shall go into my own house that used to be Edson's. We must have repairs made upon it, then shall occupy it while we remain east. I am sick of living in Battle Creek without a home. If it is so that more of my time must be spent east of the Rocky Mountains, then I must have headquarters and be where I feel I am on my own premises. I expect to be back in the fall, if the Lord wills. I shall not dread a winter here in the East as I have done, but my choice is decidedly in California. I have had so many calls away from Battle Creek and away from my work. It has not moved rapidly, but if the Lord gives me strength, I hope to see the work advance slowly at least. It was the very best thing Elder Butler could do to go away from Battle Creek and leave the work at present, for nothing could have been done while he was here. He would have been directly in the way. The camp meeting season will be one of decided labor, and we shall need physical, mental, and spiritual power to do the work which needs to be done on these occasions. I see that we must do more praying and watching as well. I have sometimes thought it might be well for me to attend the April meeting. But then I might want to stay if I went, So I think on the whole, it will be best for me to remain here. There is so much work to be done. I can help if the Lord is with me. If Jesus is not with me, I can do nothing. Oh, I long for Jesus to come. I long for that home in the kingdom of glory where there will be no sickness, no sorrow, no pain, no death. But it is ours to be faithful day by day in this life. I have been sick, am still weak, but not a bit discouraged. I want to see you all once more, and I want to be at home once more in California. How long I shall remain, it is impossible to tell, but many meetings are before me. I want to see my grandchildren. I hope before another New Year's Day comes around, I shall see you all. I shall, if the Lord wills. Love to yourself and Sister McComber. I do want to see her so much. Love to Reba and granddaughters Ella and Mabel and Sister Ings. God bless you all. Mother.